So, you know, it's been way too long since we've talked to our anti-Obamacare crusader and healthcare expert, C. Stephen Tucker, and we're super excited to have him on the Singer Financial Group Newsmaker Hotline today because, for the first time in a long time, he's got some good news to share with us. What's going on, C. Stephen? What's this about?
Well, there's a popular lie from our friends on the left that is repeated ad nauseum that Republicans do not have an alternative to Obamacare.
Yep.
And, of course, those of us who are informed and educated Americans understand that there are many alternatives to Obamacare proposed by Republicans and conservatives. One of them, the most recent, was put together by Dr. Ovik Roy. And if you remember, Dr. Ovik Roy was the senior policy advisor to Mitt Romney when he was running 2012, specifically on healthcare policy. He's also with the Manhattan Institute. He's a Yale graduate, very smart guy.
Yeah.
And he came up with a solution for a plan called the Universal Exchange Plan. And you can read about it at Forbes, where Ovik writes, but it's under the heading of the article, Transcending Obamacare. And what he is proposing is what many of us policy wonks have been proposing and advocating for years. And that is to save Medicare for future generations, mm-hmm. repeal Obamacare or most of Obamacare, and then, of course, transform Medicaid from being the worst, most dangerous healthcare program ever devised by man into a program that actually works. Yes.
And, okay.
Much of his reforms pertaining to Medicaid were already implemented by your former governor right there in the great state of Indiana, Mitch Daniels, under his Healthy Indiana program. And in that program, he said instead of putting the indigent, the poor, into Medicaid, which we know kills more people than any other healthcare program, let's look at a way to reform it and save the state money, but also provide those consumers an incentive to spend their healthcare dollars more wisely.
Mm-hmm.
And so he implemented the implementation of Healthy Indiana, which incorporates a health savings account for each of these state employees and those who are low income. And they each have an incentive to put money into their health savings account. And if they don't use it, they don't lose it.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's tax-free dollars, they have an incentive to start actually asking that question that no one ever asks if they have traditional health insurance, especially if it's it's provided by their employer. And that is, how much does it cost?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Yes.
Right. No one ever asks it. It's only a $10 copay, so I don't care. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Gosh, right. I can't tell you how long I've been pushing for HSAs.
Yes. This is so awesome.
Yes.
How much does it cost?
Yes. So they are an incredible pillar to one of Ovik's pillars of reform. And he's just using Daniel's solutions, which he did in Indiana. And that concept has now built up into those HSA accounts statewide $54 million in tax-deferred income that these people are able to use. And now instead of just going to the emergency room because it's only a copay, they now are shopping for prices. They're spending money looking for generic drugs instead of brand-name drugs. They're making conscious choices because they know whatever they don't spend, they keep. It's
mm-hmm.
theirs for retirement.
Go figure. Right?
Yeah, yeah. So that's one of his pillars, is to reform Medicaid and allow the poor to purchase private health insurance instead of Medicaid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is subsidized if you're very low income by the taxpayer. And then private charity entities can contribute into low income individuals' HSA accounts.
Nice.
As well as the state can contribute. And they save millions of dollars for the state. So that's one of the ways that he reforms Medicaid. Medicare, he saves for future generations by allowing what Paul Ryan and who's the guy from Oregon? Ron Wyden.
Ron Wyden, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
The two of them got together and put together an alternative to Medicare, which was very radical. It would allow people who are 55 today to wait 10 years, right, before they qualify for Medicare. And in 10 years when they turn 65, if traditional fee-for-service Medicare is still around, well, then they can enroll.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not, because it's supposed to go bankrupt very soon, then you would have an option to buy private health insurance in a, wait for it, a health insurance exchange, right? Just like Obama's doing for everybody under 65.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a low-income senior, you would get federal assistance to help you pay for that. If you're not a low-income senior, then you don't get any assistance, but you have a variety of private health insurance to purchase inside this senior health insurance exchange.
Hmm.
By doing that and allowing the private sector to compete on Medicare business, It will save Medicare for future generations, most importantly. And it will allow my industry, the private health insurance industry, to do what we did for other forms of Medicare, like Part D. When Part D was passed under President Bush, it was an unfunded, a huge unfunded liability. By letting the private health insurance bid on Part D business, which is prescription drugs, we've lowered the cost of Part D by 56%.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
56%. Same thing with Part C, Medicare Advantage, a private option to traditional fee-for-service Medicare. So what Bolvik is asking for is to allow the private health insurance industry to bid on Part A and Part B as well. In other words, provide a total private option to Medicare. And by doing that, he saves Medicare for all future generations, which is a very important thing to do because Medicare is going to be bankrupt very soon.
See Stephen Tucker, our favorite anti-Obamacare crusader and healthcare expert, continues with us on the Singer Financial Group Newsmaker Hotline. In case you missed it, see Stephen just outlined a new conservative health insurance plan from Avik Roy that actually makes sense when compared to the disastrous Obamacare plan. You'll want to check out WIBC.com later on for the whole scoop on that, what makes this plan so awesome. But see, Stephen, what does this actually mean for Obamacare, and what kind of criticisms is this new idea going to face?
Well, I've seen a lot from even from fellow conservatives who say, well, he doesn't repeal Obamacare. We need to repeal it. We need to kill
it. Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Right. And he does kill most of it. The mandates are gone, right? The taxes are gone, all the bad stuff about Obamacare. But there is one thing that is actually working, and that is the exchange idea. The exchange idea is not a new idea. Ohio was using an open enrollment period for decades before Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
So it allows the private sector to bid on business. What Ovik says is if we're going to keep the exchange and we can't repeal them, then let's get these mandates out of the way so that you're not covering maternity for a 64-year-old man.
Yeah.
You know, and 63 preventative care exams that are not free but billed as free, right?
Mm, yeah.
So repeal all the bad stuff, but keep the private competition from private insurers to lower the cost of health insurance across the board and allow the insurance companies to design their own policies, Right now, because of Obamacare, the only HSA-qualified plan you can buy is the frickin' Brad's plan with a $6,000 deductible.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There has to be more options provided by the private sector.
Yeah.
And if we do Ovik's plan, and there are many other options that Republicans have offered, but if we do Ovik's plan, the 30-year deficit reduction will be $8
trillion
with a T. The 30-year revenue reduction will be $2.5 trillion, and it will ensure 12 million more Americans than ever will.
See, you're speaking my language. I like this plan.
Yes.
So how do we, how does this actually get moved forward and out of, say, Forbes magazine and actually into Congress?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, we would have to get rid of Harry Reid. Harry Reid has to go. Okay?
Yeah, we got to make that happen.
Then we got to have a Republican-controlled Senate, hopefully not headed by Mitch McConnell, because we know what he did down there against McDaniel, right? But somebody who is willing to not only put these into a pile in Harry Reid's office and into a shredder, which is where all the Republican bills have gone for the last 6 years, and instead look at them, consider them as an option, pass them back to the House, pass them through the House, and get a conservative president to actually sign it into law. That's what has to happen.
Okay, so all the stars have to align. No big deal. You know, we can make that happen. It's no big deal.
Right.
It's no big deal.
You know, it just needs us. We need to become educated on these issues and then start advocating for them with our local representatives, because that's where we really can make a difference. Little boots on the ground, talking to each of our elected representatives and educating them, because a lot of them don't have a clue.
Yeah, exactly. So I know that the Avik Roy plan is like this giant 60-70 page document that's out there and it's available for people to read. Is there like a summary that they can, you know, that people with like low attention spans or short attention spans,
the Reader's Digest
yes
version.
Is there like a Cliff Notes version that people can access?
Yes, Avik Roy did a great job under the article Transcending Obamacare. You don't have to read the whole thing. By the way, his proposal is 2,400 pages smaller than the Obamacare law.
And it's complete, right? Like, it covers every base.
Every single base.
Wow.
And it will save us trillions and trillions of dollars.
Wow. So where can people find it? Do you know?
You can just Google Transcending Obamacare. You can go to Forbes Forbes website and go to the apothecary where he writes. Mm-hmm. But just Google Transcending Obamacare. You'll find it.
Okay. Googling's a safe bet. Everybody can do that.
Yeah. People, we think they can Google.
We I hope. At this point, I hope.
And then if they don't like that, the other most recent one, which is endorsed by most members of Congress, is the American Healthcare Reform Act. That is also a great proposal. It won't save as much money as Obama's plan, but it's another great and recent proposal from Republicans.
Okay. So is that sort of a joint production by a bunch of Republicans?
Yeah, it's actually endorsed by, you'll see all their names that have signed on to it, all the members of Congress that have signed on to it. It's a great act. I think Obama will do better.
Okay.
But time is of the essence on all of this, because remember, January 1st, 2016, the bailouts to the health insurance industry expire. There is no more money, no more bailouts for the health insurance industry. So at that point, they're going to make a drastic decision. Does it make sense for us to continue to offer health insurance with all of these mandates on it? I don't think it's going to be for them, because there's no risk. There's going to be huge risk for them because there's no bailout for them.
Wow.
So somebody better have something in place as an alternative by January 1st, 2016.
Yikes.
Or we're in big trouble.
Yeah. The Holy deadline is soon approaching.
We'll see, Stephen Tucker. We just love talking to you.
I know.
And I you.
You're with the Chicks. Stay with us.
Chicks on the Right on 93 WIBC.